can't stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Let's ride!
Good evening, everybody. I'm stepping off of the spaceship right now. If you're listening to the podcast, this is the sound from the mouth of the spaceship's entrance. I wish I could put a panning type of reverb effect on this every once in a while to make a really, really awesome, godly type of echo. Just scare the shit out of people. I want to start scaring people. What'd you say?
The effects knob.
Let me see here. I see frequency.
Orange knob.
Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Shit. What the hell was that? That was it right there.
That was it right there.
Screwing with it. All right, well, I'll just save that for another time. I'll save it for another time. Thank you so much for the help, though, Mike. I know it's now possible. I have to figure out a way to incorporate it into the show somehow now. Oh, my God. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Quite Frankly. It's 7.02 p.m. We are live from the channel. Hello, Nikki. Hello, Jenny Lee. Hello, Murr. What is going on, everybody? And I'm sure as people start filing in, we're going to get ourselves ready, all warmed up. My day was fine. How was yours? Good. Fantastic. Now, what are we going to talk about tonight? Oh, first thing off the bat, before we get into the real meat and potatoes. Before we get into the real meat and potatoes, by the way, the song you're listening to right now is Solar Fields, The Road to Nothingness. Check out Solar Fields. Awesome band. Very deep spacey. Tim Kaine, October 24th. Tim Kaine holds a rally in West Palm Beach, Florida, in which 30 people show up. 30 people show up. Is this? No, it's just a picture of the video. Look at that crowd. You're in West Palm. 2 weeks before the election, you are the prospective vice president of the United States, and nobody cares. Nobody cares. There's no enthusiasm here. Where's the enthusiasm everybody's talking about? Where is it? But yes. Now, I have some thoughts put together tonight. We're going to be doing something a little bit different. It's not so different, but it's different in the last couple of weeks. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 examples right now, headlines, that all tie together in one way or another. Okay? Well, we always make everything tie into each other, but they are all the symptom of one thing. Okay? And we're going to tie them all together. You're not even going to need to say it. It's just going to all make sense. If you want to see how one thing leads to another and where the real awakening, the real mental health, the real rehabilitation needs to be done. Listen to this. Okay, so the first thing I had was this. We know from our brave social justice fanatics and college feminist friends that every last woman who cries rape should be believed, regardless of evidence or Fifth Amendment rights to due process. We just know that anybody cries rape, especially if they're a woman, should be believed, except, of course, if you are the rape victim of a Clinton. So remember that. We know that already. There's never ever been any false rape accusations made in modern time that you can point to. And we also know that no means no, even when you say yes, and then 20 minutes later you say yes again, and then the next day after it was all over, it is then no. However, if you're not a 10-year-old boy getting raped by a Muslim refugee who is experiencing a sexual emergency, you might have a problem. Listen to this. This is off in Germany. Migrant's rape sentence overturned after court can't prove the victim said no. Think about how flipped up, because Europe is sick from the same thing that we are sick from. They're actually a couple years down the road. Okay, the progressive illness that is spread throughout there, what is really just taking people's nuts, their critical thinking, and any kind of hope that they can for them to rediscover their sense of self-preservation in the face of borderless madness. Let's see. A migrant who was just jailed after raping a young boy at a swimming pool has had his sentence overturned as the court couldn't prove he knew the child said no. The 10-year-old boy. The incident occurred when the vile attacker, identified as 20-year-old Amir A., visited Therensenbad pool in Vienna, Austria, as part of an integration process last December. The Iraqi, who reportedly worked as a taxi driver after entering Austria via the Balkans, who had been provided with a 15-year-old helper and translator. So that's good. You get provided with a translator and a helper, food, clothing. We allow you to go and you can rape all the women you want. The police and the press are going to cover for you. They're not going to, you know, release your identity or your your point of origin. None of that. And these are the same people who will run after white males on a college campus because they sneeze in the wrong direction. He brutally sexually assaulted the 10-year-old boy in the pool's changing room before returning to for a swim. Can you imagine just raping a 10-year-old boy? Okay, that's the age that kids I coach. You know, those are little leaguers. Think about this. Don't think about it, but think about it. So you go and rape a little leaguer, and then you go return for a swim? You fucking animal? Later claiming it was, quote, listen to this, a sexual emergency, and he hadn't had sex in 4 months. So, this migrant from Iraq hasn't had sex in 4 months. He declares state of emergency, sexual emergency, and proceeds to rape a 10-year-old boy, a little leaguer, in a pool locker room, and then goes back out to the pool for a swim. After the boy alerted a lifeguard, police arrested the man at the scene. And the boy, and of course, they put the pink fuzzy handcuffs on him. None of them had guns, was taken to the hospital with severe internal injuries. So, severe internal injuries as a 10-year-old boy after being raped by a man in a locker room. You can imagine what that is. You can imagine what those internal injuries were. Tore the boy's ass up. Literally. The victim, whose mother is from Serbia, continues to suffer from severe post-traumatic stress disorder. I can't imagine why he wouldn't be able to go back to being just a regular old kid, a regular old unraped 10-year-old. How the hell How can you explain the post-traumatic stress? Oh, my God. But shockingly, the Supreme Court has now lifted the verdict after accepting the defense lawyer's claim that the lower court had not done enough to ascertain whether or not the rapist had realized the schoolboy was saying no. Because most 10-year-old boys are looking to just have a good time with a grown man. Most of them, you know. And of course, no never means yes. The Supreme Court, you know, the thing that kills me is that there are people out there. This lawyer, he didn't look at his client as a disgusting, subhuman heap of shit. He looked at him and said, how can I actually help him? How can I help him? Now, it's not about making sure that he has proper accommodations or humane treatment while in prison. It's not about that. But to make the argument, it's not about denying whether or not he did it either. To make the argument over whether or not he knew a 10-year-old boy who was being assaulted in a pool locker room wanted it or not. That is the defense. What kind of scum? What kind of scum do we have representing these people? And they're all throughout the place. They're in the courts. They're the judges. They're the legislators. They're the prime ministers. This is a worldwide cabal that has sunk its claws into everything. Into everything. They're at every level. They think what they're doing is righteous and it's suicidal. It's mental illness. Because they were gotten at a real, real young age. So think about that. Think about that for a second. The Supreme Court President, Thomas Phillip, said that while the verdict was watertight with regard to the serious sexual abuse of a juvenile, the written verdict on the second indictment, rape, cannot be sufficiently proved. Sufficiently proved. The 20-year-old is expected to remain in custody until the second trial takes place. When the new sentence will be imposed, it is believed the new legal process will take place in 2017. So there you go. Have a good time with that one. Have a good time with that one. What's next on the list? More on that in neighboring Germany. This is from Zero Hedge a couple days ago. Germans are leaving Germany in droves. You want to talk about where the German mail went, where the culture in Europe is, what has been chased out of people. This is what's been chased out of people. Instead of standing and fighting, they've assessed that there's absolutely nothing left to fight for in Germany. More than 1.5 million Germans, many of them highly educated, left Germany during the past decade. Point number two. This is from the Gatestone Institute. Germany is facing a spike in migrant crime, including an epidemic of rapes and sexual assaults. Mass migration is also accelerating, and Islamization is also accelerating the Islamization of Germany. Many Germans appear to be losing hope about the future direction of the country. Here's a quote. We refugees, this is from Aris Bacho, an 18-year-old Syrian migrant. In October of 2016, we refugees do not want to live in the same country with you. You can, and I think you should, leave Germany. Please take the Saxony and the alternative for Germany with you. Why do you not go to another country? We are sick of you. These are your new Germans. These are your new Germans, specially imported from Syria. Through the funding of George Soros and the likes of a worldwide globalist progressive evil syndicate. A real estate agent in town near Lake Balaton, a popular tourist destination in Western Hungary, said the 80% of Germans relocating there cite the migration crisis as the main reason for the desire to leave Germany. Quote, I believe that Islam does not belong to Germany. I regard it as a foreign entity which has brought the West more problems than benefits. In my opinion, many followers of this religion are rude, demanding, and despise Germany, a German citizen who immigrated from Germany, in an open letter to German government. Here's a quote. I believe that immigration is producing major and irreversible changes in German society. I am angry that this is happening without the direct approval of German citizens. I believe that it is a shame that in Germany, Jews must again be afraid to be Jews, a German citizen who immigrated from Germany in an open letter to German government. Same thing. So a growing number of Germans are abandoning neighborhoods in which they have lived all their lives, and others are leaving Germany for good as mass immigration transforms parts of the country beyond recognition, happening all over the continent. What's next? Keep stringing these all together. Now, this one killed me. Here's from Campus Reform. Now, this Campus Reform, it says, man up. Okay? Manning, you can't do this anymore. Ready? Don't say man up or like a girl, Chico State Athletic says. Check this chick out. She's so pure. Don't say man up because it insinuates that women can't be courageous. Look at how hard I am in my eyes. I look right through ya. Do I look like someone who could be trifled with? Do you want to trifle with me? You want to trifle with me? I'm talking to you. Do you want to trifle me? You want to have truffling? Do you understand what I'm saying? I can't stand it. I can't look. I can't. So here's some thoughts I have on this one. Collegiate athletes want to make sure that we stop using the term man up because it insinuates that women cannot be courageous, which means nothing of the sort to those of us who actually are courageous and don't need every syllable uttered by others to reaffirm that we're strong people. That's number one. So if you are as weak that you're so weak that you have to address shit like this, then stop trying to sell us on your courageousness. Why don't you just be courageous? Why don't you just be courageous, huh? Instead of trying to sell yourself to everybody. That's number one. That's why, number one, you're not impressing anybody. Man up carries the connotation of physical, brute strength, pushing past against the tides of adversity. We used to encourage everyone to look up to those dutiful types of figures, but not now. Now it feels good for someone who, in any other type of society, would be doing nothing but running to a dirty well all day fetching pails of water to assert their strength over the type of types of strong people, both men and women, who actually did create Western society. So these little sniveling idiots that want to monitor the way that you speak because it makes them feel a certain way, even though their main message is that they're strong and courageous. Meanwhile, they can't handle anything you say. Those types of people, they're the ones going after the real strengths, the real alphas in society, both men and women who go out and do and don't care what people say. You know, the very society which has led to the creation of the power structure that is currently being hijacked and destroyed by these Marxist fembots. Okay, so they didn't even have the power. They're talking about their courageousness and their power, but the only reason why they're able to try to assert themselves in such a tyrannical way now is because they've been able to hijack a bio suit that is the federal government. Otherwise, rendering physically weak, powerless people, making them powerful. That's it. So they don't even get the irony that in their state of influence, they're only that powerful because somebody who had the balls to put that society together created the system that they now are running themselves through. So that's how deep that one goes. That's just the thing that gets me. It just really gets me. Matt, what happens when you hear shit like this?
I just try and calm myself down.
They don't want you to say man up anymore. They say that it makes people feel like they're not courageous.
I mean, I don't know. I really would rather not get into, like, this man up stuff. I mean, I two completely different things.
Man up and, okay.
I don't
You don't know?
Man up and what's the other one you can't say?
You can't
say... Like a girl?
You can't say like a girl.
Because there's certain things each sex can do that die.
No, it doesn't matter. They spit in the face of men and women who are strong enough to act when the bullets start flying, or speak out when real issues face, you know, in the face of real, you know, real insults. You know, they weren't circulating pamphlets on the dangers of little green. These people that they're making fun of, they never engaged in acts of circulating pamphlets on the dangers of little green cartoons on the internet. Little green frogs that stand for white supremacy and this and that, and having to try to make up an enemy that's building up around you. You know, so they're completely out of their minds.
That's what progressives have to do to keep their whole movement going. They need to find new enemies and this and that.
The posters also suggest that we should avoid saying like a girl. Because, quote, gender has no limits.
What does that mean?
Well, yes, they absolutely do have limits. Can we please just be very, very honest about something? They do have limits. And I'm picking up something from a couple of weeks ago. Especially in the physical world. You see, this isn't about empowering women. This is about debasing the role of the male in society. Okay, this is not about empowering women. And you're going to see why. Okay, now, first of all, this is an old screen capture I took right around the time from the Colbert show, the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Around the time of the Olympics, he put out this, you know, monologue. The majority of those American medals were won by females. So, boys, next time someone on the playground says you throw like a girl, say thank you. You know, now I know what he says. I know why he says it, because, you know, he has to be that PC type of late night America's darling hack, and he has to make sure that everybody is watching, especially the majority of Americans. And I would say that the majority of Americans are, you know, they've gotten bit by this bug, and they don't want to disappoint anybody. Now, one commentator had put it around August or whenever we were in the middle of the Olympics, that as far as the javelin goes, the 12th contender in the men's javelin still threw 79.12 meters. The 12th men's athlete beat the first woman, the gold medalist, by almost 13 meters. So the person in the javelin alone, the men's javelin athlete, who finished in 12th, if he had been competing against the girls, would have still won gold. By 13 meters. Okay? So for a man, throwing like a girl means you're not even on the table. And that's not a problem, says the commenter. This is what people have to start sinking into. That's not a problem. It doesn't mean women are somehow inferior. It just means that Colbert feeds you one-liners that sound snarky, true, and wise, but are fundamentally misinformed and deliberately misleading. But where does this lead? I'm asking now. This leads to outrage when people can't pass rigorous standards for anything, whether it be fire departments, military training, or any other kind of affirmative action program, whether it be education, you name it. This type of thinking makes people think, oh, the genders, they have no bounds, they have no bounds. When you start denying biology, when you start denying science, even though you tend to be the side to call other people science deniers, which is another irony... It's just like, you keep going with this shit. All because we're so unwilling to accept our limitations and weaknesses while building on our strengths. And forget about the notion, like I said, that biology is an actual thing. So we get caught up in the habit of lowering performance standards and sacrificing quality for the illusion of what, everybody? Fairness and equality. There is no fairness. There is no equality without liberty. And you're not going to get that without monitoring speech and trying to lower the standards in which we have to upkeep society or a business or any kind of function of public or private life, because people's feelings need to be taken into account. And why do their feelings need to be taken into account too? Because they have been made that sensitive. Because when you are sensitive and you are confused and you're upset and you're just wandering, you're pliable. You're malleable. You could be shaped and molded, wound up, and set into any direction just to walk boundlessly. And that's it. Especially when you hear these freaks talk on a college campus or something. Motor mouths. They don't even believe what they're saying. They just love listening to themselves speak. It's like it's unbelievable. Broken records. Let me see. So that's the whole man up thing. 726. Not that bad. Here's another one. This is off of Breitbart a couple days ago. A forced a transgender boy quickly returns to normal after removal from mother's care. What do you know? A 7-year-old boy has been removed from his mother's care by the High Court after he was found to be suffering, quote, significant emotional harm due to his mother's raising him as a girl. Mozart. Let's get a little bit easier. The judge in the case slammed social services, who had simply accepted that the boy should be treated as a girl. The high court judge hearing the case, Mr. Justice Hayden, told the court that he believed the mother has been absolutely convinced that the boy, quote, perceived himself as a girl and therefore determined to treat him as a girl, according to reports. However, the boy, who cannot be named and is now living with his father, has naturally reverted to having masculine interests since leaving the care of his mother, the court heard. Well, because if you grow up looking at nothing but bras, you think bras are for you. Boys need men. They need a strong or at least some kind of male figure in their life. They need it. Family court proceedings began about 3 years ago after the father raised a complaint that he was not allowed to access his son. A lower-ranking judge authorized a wide-ranging inquiry, forcing local authority services to staff to begin investigations. Justice Hayden had flares of concern for the boy's well-being, had been raised by a whole raft of multidisciplinary agencies. And he couldn't understand why social services had disregarded so summarily those concerns. Why do you think? In his ruling, Justin Hayden said that the boy's mother told me that he was living in stealth, by which was meant she explained that he was living in a life entirely as a girl. That's what the mother said about the boy. The woman had told him that the boy expressed disdain for his penis. Well, don't we all at times? It starts young. He said, adding, quote, I consider that the mother had caused significant emotional harm to her son in her active determination that he should be a girl. I have been told that the father and his partner were shocked when they first saw the boy and to the extent to which he appeared to be a girl, both in appearance and in mannerism, said the judge. However, that is striking. What is striking is how well the boy has settled down. He concluded, I'm entirely satisfied both on the basis of the reports that the father's evidence at his hearing, that he has brought no pressure on the boy to pursue masculine interests. The boy's interests and energy are entirely self-motivated. So, yeah, Mary Hart, this is just sad to me. Now, I wanted to bring this up a long time ago, and I would love to have this guy on the show one day. Walt Heyer. He is a... He was transgendered, a transgendered woman, and he has detransitioned back. And he wrote this in April 21st of 2016 that I had saved since April. I never knew when I wanted to bring it up, because I have to tell you something about this. I got to be honest with you. When it comes up in the news and I see how people who are caught in these conditions, mental illnesses, gender dysphoria, there is a high rate of mental illness that, as you'll see in this, that is in the transgender community. Okay? High suicide rate. The surgery does not clear up that depression. Borderline personality, bipolar. There's a lot of it in there. So whereas I look at a transgendered person as somebody who definitely needs help and someone who is suffering through something, I am not someone who is, get away. Absolutely not. There's no hate in my heart. There is no disdain or disgust in my heart. But what is happening in media and what is happening in the politicization, Jesus Christ, of this very, very small group of people, very, very minute fraction of a percentage of the whole population, how their lives and their personal struggles have been put under the microscope and used on a larger scale to make well over 98% of the rest of the population be brought down to their knees with having to look at this state-to-state battle about bathrooms and this and that, and adding the T at the other end of the LGB and this and that, and lumping it in with other things and forcing you to have to talk about this stuff. And being forced into conversations where there could only be a false dichotomy of choices, one being you're on the right side of history, the other being you're a bigot who is completely irredeemable. So it is a real attack on people, both in the transgendered community and outside. It should not be an issue. It should not be a banner that is picked up by any kind of federal, any portion of the federal government, any of our politicians, anything. There's always going to be special interest groups out there, but for Christ's sake, don't make special provisions for people, because this is what happens. Look what we're stuck with. So listen to this. Let me see what else is here. Let's put on something a little bit more chill. Espresso del Lago, Falling Man. Okay, so back to this article. This is a nice chill. I like the pace that we went. Hey, how do you guys think in the chat room? I'm looking at Mike Delabate, Matt Smith, Rumble and Roar is back with us. Where the hell you been, girl? Jesus, good to have you back. You guys like the pace of tonight's show? I tried not to ramble tonight. I really did. I said, you know what, let me just take my time and let's just make this a nice late night show. It doesn't make the things any less important. Evie from Brooklyn just got in touch with us right now. She's just in the chat room. I'll put on the Skype soon. We can go a little bit past 8, I think. But let's get to this article here. Drop the T from LGBT by Walt Heyer. The post-marriage culture war is asymmetrical, and the group that is known as LGBT, gay, lesbian, and bisexual activists, have carried the rainbow banner for transgenders for issues that truly matter, such as employment and housing. Now the time has come for a genuine sanity check for them to stop enabling kookier parts of the trans agenda. The current bathroom policy debate illuminates the growing gap between the concerns of the transgender community and that of the LGB community. Perhaps those who favor gay marriage do not want any part of enabling pedophiles in wigs having easier access to kids in bathrooms. And remember, this is a trans person who has detransitioned, okay? Trans activists paint the entire LGBT group in an unsympathetic light when they lobby for laws to criminalize such trivialities as misusing pronouns, as passed recently in New York City. Remember in New York City, Mayor de Blasio sat over a passing of that law where any business can be fined up to $250,000 for willfully refusing to address somebody by their preferred pronouns. And this is where a person... Listen, this is a very reasoned argument. Very reasoned argument. You know, it doesn't matter if somebody's mentally ill or not. You protect the Constitution, their constitutional rights, for one person, for all people. But this is where he's saying the T at the end of LGBT should be lopped off. You let me know what you think by the time we get to the end of this. Trans activists, we'll just say that again. Trans activists paint the entire LGBT group in an unsympathetic light when they lobby for laws to criminalize such trivialities as misusing pronouns, as passed recently by New York City. Practical LGB members might want to take this opportunity to disentangle themselves from the lunacy of today's trans rights movement. This will disassociate their movement in the public eye from people whom research shows have high incidence of psychological disorders linked with their transgender expression, and offers an opportunity to protect transgender people from being exploited by high-priced medical quacks. The differences between the groups now seem glaring. Let's list a few. Okay, the difference one between LGB and the transgender community. Number one, same-sex attraction versus gender perception. Many transgenders are not homosexual, lesbian, or bisexual. Unlike people who identify as LGB, transgenders suffer from self-deception disorders, gender dysphoria. Okay? They are convinced that they are in the wrong body, and with the help of enablers and affirmers of their delusion, undergo drastic body mutilating surgeries to enhance the deception and deny the plain and simple truth of their gender, While some LGB people may be transgender too, the majority are not. Difference 2, bathroom access. The transgender public restroom issue, a hot topic in the news today, is exclusively a transgender cause not shared by those who are lesbian, gay, or bisexual. Transgender bills being debated at the state and local levels exclusively address gender identity and have nothing to do with sexual preference. This excludes bills to legally change one's gender marker on one's birth certificate without surgically altering the appearance of one's genitals. It also includes bills to allow any man to use women's public restrooms and locker rooms if he says he feels like a woman. No surgery or birth record change required. Many gay men don't care whether transgenders get access to public bathrooms of the opposite sex, but gay men might care that pedophiles and deviants invoke such laws to indulge their sexual perversions in public restrooms, and in doing so, bring backlash on the LGBT community. Most women, lesbian or not, prefer to keep a man who has his toolbox intact out of the women's restroom and locker rooms, no matter how much he insists he is a woman. This applies particularly to women who have been sexually assaulted in the past. The freedom to change genders without surgery and to enter gender-segregated spaces is an open invitation to perverts to use public restrooms to indulge their sexual corruptions at the expense of women and girls. Here's the third difference, mental disorders. Studies show the transgender population has a wide range of coexisting mental disorders. Besides the obvious gender dysphoria, they suffer from high rates of wide range of undiagnosed and untreated mental issues. Body dysmorphic disorders, sexual fetishes like autogenophilia, arousal at the thought of being a woman, and masturbation addictions, to name a few. We found 90% of these diverse patients had at least one other significant form of psychopathology, says a 2009 study by the Department of Psychiatry at Case Western Reserve University. The psychopathologies were found were, quote, mood and anxiety regulation and adaption in the world, end quote. A 2011 long-term follow-up of transsexual persons undergoing sex reassignment surgeries concluded, quote, persons with transsexualism after sex reassignment have considerably higher risks of mortality, suicidal behaviors, and psychiatric morbidity than the general population. People who are transgender have a higher risk of suicidal behavior, and suicide is known to be caused by depression and anxiety. The recommended treatment for depression, anxiety, or the other mental disorders is not gender surgery. The staggering number of coexisting disorders in the gender dysphoric population set the transgender group apart from the lesbian, gay, and bisexual population. The deep psychology and psychiatric depression and results from the self-deception of gender identity and the untreated mental disorders has been the major contributor to transgender's position at the top of the most likely to commit suicide list. So here is the final portion. Oh no. There's two final portions here. Not going to go through the whole thing, but there's a lot more. Shit, good stuff. An opportunity for the LGB to actually help the T. I'm going to put this in the chat room for you guys so you can read it. It's from thefederalist.com from April 21st, 2016. And the article itself is called Drop the T from LGBT. I put that in the chat room. So you take that into account, and then you take this into account. You have, here's another article. I hope you guys have strung all of this, what this has come together by so far. Ready for this one? Forget baby showers. Young couples are holding vasectomy parties to celebrate the start of a childless family and ask guests to name their car instead. The cost of having children is deterred by growing numbers of couples from expanding the family unit. Vasectomies, once a source of shame, are now being celebrated openly by couples adamant about living childless lives. Instead of baby showers, couples are now inviting their friends for car showers or boat showers in honor of the toys they'll buy with the money they save. Of course, this does link back to what we were talking about in the front in the first part of the show, and that is the migration price, the migrant crisis, and the immigration problems that we're having around the world. Because you know who are having babies? Who is having babies? The uneducated poor from socialist countries who only know how to be taken care of by government. Okay. People from Central and South America. People from Muslim countries that are fleeing because of war-torn situations that are going on over there. It's just what's going on. So whereas you're kind of seeing this acceptance of popping up around where people are being a little bit more fine with not reproducing, focusing on oneself a little bit more. And this usually happens in socialist states, that there's been lots of commentary on that too, where people living in countries like that tend to not to stop reproducing. You have less to leave behind. There's less reason. You know? I don't know. The birth rates, some people, the birth rates in the Middle East are as high as 4 children to every 1 mother. Whereas Europeans and Americans are now having parties to celebrate being voluntarily sterile. Imagine that. So that's pretty much what I want to string together there. Rape sentences overturned, and we know what the rape narratives are elsewise. For So overturned for migrants who are raping children now. We already had one rape, molestation, assault case, whatever the hell it was, in Idaho. But, you know, you have a complicit media and complicit law enforcement who have definitely been getting marching orders from DHS or something. There's been directives handed down. There has to be directives handed down. And, of course, these days, migrant is the code word for Muslim. So that's happening. See, but that's what they're doing, too. And I don't know what it is. You think about that, how this mind control, this attack that's being made right now on our minds. You know what I mean, Matt? It's like a mental attack more than it is anything else.
I'm always under some kind of mental attack.
That's good. It keeps you...
on many levels.
It's like, you know, to go from that, to see people leaving, to telling people you can't say man up, be like, or anything like a girl, and not being able to explain the nuance of that. It's not about finding a balance and showing where one person's weaknesses and another person's strengths, and it all balances out. And it's not that men are superior to women and women superior to men, but there's a yin and a yang. There's a hard and a soft. There's a balance that everything strikes, and in nature, if you're not in balance, then you are in chaos. And that's what all of these things that have been happening. Look at the chaos that's being caused in people's lives, in their minds. They don't have balance. They've been taught to look at one extreme or the other. They've been taught to fight against that balance that's supposed to keep us, you know, in check. Just naturally. Forget about spirituality. That's another part of our being, too. But that's what I'm seeing throughout all of this. What are we at odds with here? When you're stifling people's speech and you're degrading culture and you're pitting one person against the other. You know, black against white, gay against straight. You're pitting all this shit together. It's my God. And then, of course, comes out the worse it gets, the more it auto-cannibalizes itself. I just love this. Amy Schumer. People are blasting Amy Schumer. Which I don't give a shit. Fucking Miss Piggy. She actually looks like Miss Piggy. Okay, it's just like I'm upset that Donald Trump's the whole point about him calling somebody Miss Piggy. I'm upset that that came out because the woman just doesn't look like Miss Piggy. Amy Schumer looks like Miss Piggy from an objective standpoint.
She does.
Absolutely. But that puffed out, swollen pufferfish face, and it's like there's something, I don't know. She's like somebody has two Idaho potatoes in between each cheek.
She looks like she's always on a period.
Black feminists and comedy fans go after Trainwreck star and Wanda Sykes for appearing in a title video. So they're in this video.
Wanda Sykes.
It was that?
I can't stand Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, she had her time.
Fucking funny.
She had her time. My mom really liked her, and she made me laugh. I liked her in Curb Your Enthusiasm and all that stuff. But there's only so much you can, only so far you can go when you're not a deep person. You know, there's only so far you can go. People came seeking George Carlin for decades. Decades. They sought out George Carlin's, you know, his thoughts. They couldn't, you know, because there was something there. Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer. There's only so many ways you can describe your vagina. After a gushing initial response, Amy Schumer's recent parody of Beyoncé's Formation has been blasted by African Americans, feminists, and social media users for its appropriation of black culture. The clip was shot in Hawaii during the filming of Schumer's new comedy and features her co-stars Goldie Hawn, Joan Cusack, and Wanda Sykes. Obviously, Wanda Sykes wasn't enough to balance it out. Because, you know, when they put together something like this, they have to have a black woman in there to make sure that they have, you know, they have an opportunity, they have an opening to write some jokes for the black community without it being racist. So that I guess that didn't work. Like, you know how, what's his name, was the balancing act for Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder. Who played Al Pacino?
I don't know the kid's name.
But I mean, he was fantastic. You needed that character. That's
a great movie.
Amazing movie. But you know, it does have a secondary purpose aside from Al Pacino being an amazing character and necessary to the plot. You know, the closeted homosexuality and all that stuff. It's fucking amazing. You needed Al Pacino in Tropic Thunder, but it does play the secondary role as. We're not racist insurance policy.
Lance. What the fuck did I just hear?
What
Lance.
The fuck did I just hear? Lance.
I said Nance. Alpha, if you are time, I will totally suck your dick.
That's probably like my favorite comedy.
Let's watch it again. We should watch it again.
What do you mean, you people?
What's going on, ILOC? What's going on, Eve? Evie's in there doing her thing. Rumble and roar, and she's just not funny. Jenny Lee says, Amy looks like, oh my God. Jenny Lee says, Amy looks like a rejected Cabbage Patch doll. Absolutely. She has the Cabbage Patch cheeks.
Dude, I know which one she's talking about, too, because I think my sister had it.
Some people, oh, it's cute. Oh, that's what makes her. She's hot. Oh, shut up.
No, she's not.
Why is she hot?
Because she is. Because she's sassy.
Oh, I know a lot of sassy, ugly people. Shut up. Just take sassy. Listen, you have to understand something. If you get older, you get old enough, and you learn enough, and you think enough, and you think the right way, and you start getting yourself into different things, and you go deeper. You ask the right questions. You get yourself into other circles of people. I'm telling you, you're not going to need looks to be sexy. It's okay just being sassy, okay? Stop it, okay? Learn something. She's not an intellectual. Sometimes she speaks in a calm tone and you think she's actually a decent person. She's a fucking dupe. Anybody who conducts themselves like that is a fucking dupe. So it backfired on her. It's okay. Because, you know, it's not really about anything. And here's the one thing. You know what? Let me get around to thanking everybody because there's one more thing I want to do tonight. I'm not going to do without it. So... you already know, everybody, that if you go to patreon.com/quitefrankly, you can become a patron of this show, you can become one of my bosses, and you can really get this awesome relationship going with this show where you give me a little bit of your money for all of the work that I'm putting in and plan to put in, and in return, not only do you get over 20 hours of live coverage of just thoughts, your conversation. We're doing this together. Not only are you getting over 20 hours a month, but you're getting all these awesome perks. I'm writing you handwritten letters. We're becoming pen pals. We're having private Google Hangouts, which I have to do this weekend. Private Google Hangouts so we can talk about what you guys think about the show. You just want to talk about anything, doesn't matter. We just do that, you know, and we just hang out. There's other things that you do. You get the shout-outs every show. Great stuff. So be a part of the team. We want to bring this to big places. And it will happen. I promise you. Because there's nowhere to go but up. So let's get around to some of that stuff right now. I wanted to say thank you to my bosses, Michael Wells, Nikki Solis, Andrew Dame, my good buddy Andrew. Can't wait to write back to him. I got one letter back from him and one letter back from Stephanie K of StephanieKBeauty.com. Check out Stephanie K Beauty. She will turn you into Cruella DeVille. if you want to, or she'll turn you into Wendy Moira Darling from Peter Pan. It doesn't matter. Who do you want to look like from Disney? She's a makeup artist, extravaganza, supreme, amazing. If you're ever in the tri-state area, she's always working in the city. She's in New Jersey. She makes house calls. She'll airlift herself to your house. StephanieKBeauty.com. Check out her Instagram, too. It's nutty. She sent me a picture of herself last night with some kind of like a Halloween idea where like half of her face is grayed out in this weird chalky. It almost looked like she had she looked like one of the stone men from Game of Thrones. Like she had grayscale. It was fucking weird. I hate those external type of elephant skin looking things that happen to people sometimes. I'm just like, ugh. Can we cut this off? But in either case, Laura Veris, Matt Smith, Moonlit Matt, Sean Collins, Christian Pepis of The Amatory Murder, Maxanne Caporato from Colorado, Rudy Escarcega, good man Rudy, Jackie Milam, Eric Reitz, my good man, Matt DeFabio over there, he's the founder of the 1984 Club. Brad Meyer of the 1984 Club. I can't wait to get Brad his first letter out in November. That's only a couple of days away. Get in now because I start writing all of those letters like on the first. And, of course, Jenny Lee, the good bad girl Jenny Lee in the chat room. There she is. And a new patron today, a great friend of mine, Kate McCallum. Oh, no. I have to learn how to say her last name now. She's married now. But Kate, my good friend Kate. So I forgot. Everybody's getting married. Got to learn the new names and shit like that. So here's the last thing. Maybe no. I think we're just going to save her for tomorrow. This was a good hour. Oh, you know, the Skype has been on the whole time. I didn't get any calls. If somebody wants to call in, because I didn't announce it, you want to call in right now, you can call in. Matt, in the meantime, what are your thoughts on the rest of the evening? You think it's going to be a good evening? What do you think is going to happen with game one of the Indians and Cubs?
The Cubs are going to sweep it.
You think the Cubs are going to sweep?
Yes. They're determined, bro.
Well, the Indians are determined, too. Haven't won since the 50s.
Not as much as the Cubs. I'll put two K's down on it.
$2,000?
Yep. 2K, bro.
That the 2K, Cubs are going to sweep.
2K large, bro.
I should put down 2,000 right now. I should agree to that the Cubs sweep. I'll bet against you. Joining us right now is Moonlit Matt from West Virginia, this great union of ours.
Yeah, just like dox me all over the place. I don't care. Anyways, Cubs Indians game was brought up. Okay, here. Can you hear me?
Who's going on next? Oh, shit. It's Tuesday. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, dude. I got to get off. I forgot. Dude, wait, Matt, can you call? Are you going to be watching tomorrow night? Can you call in first thing?
Yeah, I'm calling first thing.
All right, call in first thing tomorrow. I thought that tonight was Wednesday for some fucking reason.
Jesus, get it together.
I'm so sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. We start off with you tomorrow, though, I promise.
All right, sounds good. Cubs Indians.
Okay, take care. Later. He said Cubs over the Indians, but I don't – did he say whether or not it would be a sweep? I don't know.
He said Cubs and I think he said –
Cubs take the Indians.
He must not watch baseball. I'm pretty sure he said Cubs in three. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
He said Cubs in three?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they have a doubleheader one day. Maybe he means Cubs in 3 days, and they have a doubleheader on the third day. Okay, so everybody, let's close it out for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, for quite frankly, at 9 o'clock tonight. We're going to be going live from the Zaralza New York Facebook fan page for your non-political night. It's going to be good. Okay, tomorrow we have messages from outer space we got to talk to. We talk about and other good stuff. So good evening, everybody. I hope you had a great night. Thank you so much. Check out the Patreon.